Beyond is sponsored by the Malone Society, whose works help keep alive the plays we work on. The Malone Society regularly publishes volumes of early plays which otherwise might not be available. To join the Society or find out more about their publications, go to malonesociety.com for more information.
Hello and welcome to another epic epilogue. Epilogues are little glimpses into the wider theatre world around a play. They are often quite reasonably cut from productions because they're talking to an audience who've been dead 400 odd years, but we do them anyway. Today we're looking at the epilogue to Eastward Ho by George Chapman and the old sparring partners of Ben Jonson and John Marston. See all Marston, Jonson prologues and epilogues and our War of the Theatres playlist on YouTube. We've explored their beef in outline. More on that definitely to come. The War of the Theatres is quite enjoyable in many ways. Lots of links will be in the show description to all that material at some point. Anyway, after a few years of slinging insults at each other, budget range Tom Baker, Ben Jonson, and Taylor Swift, John Marston, have buried the hatchet and written a play together with George Chapman, who doesn't seem to really have any beef with anyone. Now, I'm not going to go into the plot because it doesn't really matter here. This is a play that is very much about London in various ways, and the end of the play is specifically located just off Cheapside, the widest and most important thoroughfare through the City of London. This is one of those cunning, elided epilogues. A character in a scene steps out of the action and underlines the close of the play. In this case, character Quicksilver, having been prompted by another character of the watching London, looks out and sees the audience.
"Stay, sir. I perceive the multitude are gathered together to view our coming out at the counter."
The counter being a debtor's prison, a stone's throw from Cheapside, St. Paul's, and the Guildhall, and the location of the action of the close of the play. The character looks out and sees people everywhere.
"See if the streets and the fronts of the houses be not thick with people, and the windows filled with ladies as on the solemn day of the pageant."
Of the pageant, which is probably referring to the pageants that formed part of the Lord Mayor's show, where every year the new Lord Mayor processed from out the Guildhall down to the river, floated down to Westminster, got dobbed in, and then returned to the Guildhall via St. Paul's and a street procession along Cheapside, where performances occurred, various pageants. And if you lived and worked along the route of all this, where fireworks, cannons, food, music and floats and speeches occurred, you could watch it all from the windows of your house, in the same way as people in high-rise flats overlooking stadia do today. And as this scene is effectively set on that street, well, it makes sense for the character and the actor to call out to say that if you come to watch the Lord Mayor's show once a year, why not come to the theatre once a week?
"Oh, may you find in this our pageant here the same contentment which you came to seek. And as that show but draws you once a year, may this attract you hither once a week."
Private theatres like Blackfriars performed less often than the public theatres, though it might not only be once a week as suggested here. Saturdays seem to be a good day to go, but you never can tell. Additionally, how often the repertoire turned around, i.e. how often does a new play appear, is a question I haven't really delved into yet. But it's fair to say that whereas the public theatres have a churning repertoire that rotates maybe every day, with a new play added to the repertoire every 2 weeks or so, the smaller indoor theatres performed less often and maybe turned over fewer plays. The plays tend to be more fiddly in terms of business and potential complexity of action, and there's more of a meta-theatrical bent to the action, as with this ending, which is a really clever clashing of the two worlds, the world of the play, a city comedy, with the world of the city it is in. The character is half stepping out of character and both talking to real people in the streets, within the interior world of the play, and the real audience members in the private theatre space. The breaking of the play when they see the audience should create a good laugh, or at least a nice disconnect. "Oh! I didn't see you there for the last 2 hours." If I've whetted your appetite about the wider world of the Lord Mayor's show and things happening on Cheapside, the triumphs and the pageants, then we have a host of material on them on the podcast, full cast audio adaptations of shows from 1585, 90 and 91 at the time of recording, and a full set of exploring sessions on YouTube, every single Lord Mayor's show from the early modern period. And the prologue to this play, Eastward Ho, is also available on the podcast now. All these links are in the show description. Fill your boots. At the time of recording this, we haven't recorded a first look exploring session for Eastward Ho yet. Eastward Ho! Exclamation mark. But by the time this is released, maybe we will have. And if you're listening in the far and distant future, we almost certainly have. But for now, I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and following are a couple of slightly different takes of the epilogue to Eastward Ho! Exclamation mark. Performed by the fabulous Fiona Thrale. Enjoy.
Stay, sir. I perceive the multitude are gathered together to view our coming out at the counter. See if the streets and the fronts of houses be not thick with people, and the windows filled with ladies as on the solemn day of the pageant. Oh, may you find in this our pageant here the same contentment which you came to seek, and as that show but draws you once a year, may this attract you hither once a week. Stay, sir, I perceive the multitude are gathered together to view our coming out at the counter. See if the streets and the fronts of the houses be not thick with people, and the windows filled with ladies as on the solemn day of the pageant. Oh, may you find in this, our pageant here, the same contentment which you came to seek, and as that show but draws you once a year, may this attract you hither once a week. May this attract you hither once a week. May this attract you hither once a week.